Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. The Boston Marathon is actually happening in person when it is supposed to this year, and you might recall that hasn't been the case for a couple of years. Still, there is something really unusual going on. Athletes who live in Russia and Belarus can't run. That puts the marathon in the company of a host of other international competitions banning athletes from Russia and Belarus. Joining us now to explain and to help us look ahead to Marathon Day, our longtime marathon companion, WBUR's marathon reporter and former Here and Now producer, Alex Ashlock. Alex, welcome back.
Thanks for asking me.
Oh, it's so great to have you here.
Yeah, great to be in the studio.
I know, right? All right, so clarify what this actually means, Alex.
Well, I think what people are hearing is that all of these runners are barred from the marathon. That's the word you keep hearing. And that's not entirely accurate. It's a little more nuanced than that. It only applies to runners who actually live in Russia or Belarus and would be coming to Boston for the race this month from those countries. And the BAA says that's about 60 people who were entered in this year's marathon. If you're from Russia or Belarus, but you live and train in another country and you can show that you're doing that, you are going to be able to run. And the BAA told me this afternoon they're working with runners who fit that description to make sure their residency is accurate, things like that, to make sure they'll be able to run coming up in a couple of days, a few days.
I know, really.
It's close.
All right, so we know this has been happening in other sports.
Right.
And you've got tennis, judo, badminton, chess. But how about running? Is there precedent for this? And has the marathon or other similar events banned athletes before?
Yeah, you know, the Boston Marathon, it's very unusual for the Boston Marathon to do this, but not unprecedented. The BAA told me earlier today that runners from Japan were not allowed in the race during World War II. But they were eventually welcomed back, of course. Japanese athletes have been winners here in the past. But now with Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the marathon here is following decisions that you mentioned before with other sports and also taking a cue from World Athletics, which controls the big marathons in the world. They've banned athletes World Athletics has banned athletes who live in Russia and Belarus. They did this from last month's World Indoor Track and Field Championships in Belgrade. They've also banned runners from Belarus and Russia who live in those countries from the World Outdoor Championships in Eugene, Oregon this summer. That's coming up as well. It's worth noting, Tiziana, that the Russian track and field teams have been banned from international competitions, including the Olympics, for a few years now because of doping. They did perform as individuals in February's Winter Games. But you'll also remember that Russian President Vladimir Putin was in Beijing for the opening ceremonies those Winter Olympics.
So, that's right.
That's also something that's worth looking at.
All right. So tell us about reactions from other athletes.
You know, athletes like to compete. They don't always like to get involved in politics. But, you know, we remember the NBA and WNBA players and Black Lives Matter and the social justice issues after the killing of George Floyd, those athletes speaking out. I reached out to some of the runners I know to talk to them to see what they had to say about this. I did hear back from Jared Ward. He's running the Olympic marathon. He'll be here for the Boston Marathon on April 18th. And I'm just going to quote from his statement here. He said, "One nice thing about running is that it takes the focus off what makes us different and emphasizes what makes us the same. I'm not a politician or an economist, but I hope we can continue to remember that there are people struggling on both sides of the Russian border." So that was his comment today.
So obviously we don't know where we're going to be 6 months from now, but what about other marathons coming up?
Sure. Well, Boston is in April. Chicago and London are coming up in October. Those two marathons are going to do the same thing that the Boston Marathon is doing. They're barring runners who live in Russia and Belarus from their races. They're following those restrictions put in place by World Athletics. The organization that puts on the London Marathon told me today they're not doing business with any Russian or companies from Russia or Belarus or individuals. And they're also allocating entries to enable fundraising for relief work for what's going on in Ukraine. And both Chicago and London, like Boston, are allowing runners who are from those countries but who don't live in Russia or Belarus to compete.
Okay, so the marathon is back in its spot on the calendar.
Finally.
But it only ran 6 months ago. In 2021, it was in October. Some runners are saying 6 months isn't enough, and there have been some repercussions from that. Ethiopia's Kanisye Bekele, if I pronounced that correctly, second fastest marathoner in history. Sarah Hall, the third fastest American female marathoner in history, have both withdrawn. Tell us a little bit about how that proximity to the last race is affecting things.
Sure. It's really a shame that these two runners have withdrawn from the race. Bekele would have been running here for the first time. He's one of the greatest marathon runners, long-distance runners in the history of the world. So we lose some luster with him not here. We don't really know why he's not coming to Boston because, as I said, he's never run here before, so he hasn't. It's not a question of Boston in 2021 being too soon to Boston in 2022. He's only the last marathon he ran was in 2021. It was in New York. He finished sixth. He's a four-time world record holder, but he's going to be 41 years old in June. Oh. So maybe we're seeing the end of his career. I don't want to say that for sure, but it could be happening. Sarah Hall is pulling out because she's injured, and some of that might be because she's just been so busy. She ran a great half marathon in January. In March, not even a month or so ago, she finished eighth in the Tokyo Marathon. So her pulling out is not as unusual. She's skipping Boston so she can focus on the World Outdoor Championships, the marathon there in Oregon in July. We are going to see some great runners here, though. It's always a world-class field. I'm really looking forward to Molly Seidel. She's lived here in Boston and trained in Boston. She finished third in the Olympics in Tokyo, in Beijing. So, there are going to be plenty of great runners here.
Excellent. All right. So in these last 30 seconds or so, you have been covering this marathon for 25 years.
Yes, this one is number 25.
There you go. All right. So give us just a little bit of a sneak preview about the next few days.
I'm just looking forward to it being back in April on Patriots Day. We talked on Marathon Day in October. It was really great to see the marathon back, but it felt, not that it didn't feel right, but it just felt out of place.
Different.
Yeah. So it's just going to be great to see the marathon back on Patriots Day. It's springtime. People are coming out from the winter. It's a holiday. People come out to watch the race. Hopefully the crowds will be out. Hopefully it'll be a nice day. If you're out and about in the city now, you can sort of feel, I think, at least I can. Maybe that's just me, but I can feel the city coming back. And, the banners are up for the marathon. You can see them on Commonwealth Avenue. So I'm just looking forward to Patriots Day.
Well, Alex, it is great to have you here. Alex Ashlock, WBUR Marathon Reporter, thanks.
You're welcome.
All right, folks, we close today with a programming note. A reminder, we are stepping back on Fridays for a few weeks so we can work on a special project. So we won't be with you tomorrow, but you can enjoy a bonus episode of Fresh Air. And then come back and join us again on Monday. We'll be here, and we want you to come listen for more Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Thanks so much.